What are we so grateful for on this beautiful Thanksgiving holiday season? Well, find out on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz and I've got the beautiful Tina Nunziato sitting right here next to me. And who do we have here between us? If you are watching this on YouTube, and if you're not, please watch it on YouTube. We have our most handsome, gorgeous, beautiful nephew, Julian Allen.
Welcome, Julian, to our
Hello.
Show.
Say my full
Julian.
Name.
Welcome. Well, we didn't say your full name. So, Julian just arrived with my sister, Julie, and they just arrived late last night. They're here for Thanksgiving. Yay! So we are so grateful for that. That's actually our number one thing that we're grateful for. And he decided that he'd like to be a guest on our podcast. And we were like, yeah,
absolutely.
Totally.
I didn't agree to camera, though.
He didn't agree to camera.
You're an avid listener of the podcast, yes? Yes.
Once every, 2 weeks.
Okay, well, hey, that's great.
You're 13. So if you're listening to our podcast at 13.
Exactly. And we understand that his favorite podcast of ours was the recent one we did on creamers.
Yes. I told him we did that one in his honor.
That's
the
right.
Coffee creamer.
That's right.
Podcast.
So the Puerto Rican is coming out in our nephew as he really loves coffee.
Yes.
And he loves his creamers.
Yes.
Yes. Those Puerto Rican genes run very deep. So very deep. So it's Thanksgiving 2022. Wow. And the fact that we are alive and that we're even here doing this, we're so grateful for that. We're so grateful for you. If you're a first-time listener, thank you so much for joining us on this podcast. We have a library of over 350 podcasts, so please go and check out that library. And if you're a regular listener, we love you, and we love that you have been on this journey with us for however long you've been on the journey. So let's talk about what we're grateful for, because there is truly so much to be grateful for. And there are studies out there that have shown that gratefulness, being grateful, actually is good for your health.
It's actually one of the best things you can do for your
absolutely.
Health.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Especially your mental health.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's one of the easiest things we can do, right? Mm-hmm. Imagine every day if we woke up and the first thing that we thought of was, what are the five things or two things or three things that I'm grateful for? And, you know, I mean, even just waking up and saying, thank you, God, or whoever your higher source is. For us, it's God. Thank you, God, for giving me another day of life and letting me open up my eyes.
Yeah, like doing a grateful journal, they say is very healing. Having something at bedside, either when you wake up or before you go to bed, and just writing down the things you're grateful for just keeps a happy, healthy heart.
It does.
Mind, yeah.
Absolutely. What do you think, nephew? Any words of wisdom that you want to give our listeners about being grateful?
It's cool.
I love that.
From the mouths of babes.
Exactly.
It's cool to be grateful.
That's awesome. So my sister and my nephew, they live in Missouri. And they came out here last Thanksgiving. And they're here again. And hopefully, I don't know, we'll see. Hopefully that'll be a tradition. And we'll have to figure out how that all plays out. But we also have my other nephew, Terry, and his girlfriend, who are here from Houston. Mm-hmm. And they also got here last night. And so we're really excited about this Thanksgiving and having the family together to be grateful. So, you know, Thanksgiving became a national holiday in 1863, okay? And it was first celebrated, you know, like half of the pilgrims that had come over to what now is the United States had died during the very harsh winter. And so they were the first ones to celebrate the day of Thanksgiving. So it became a national holiday in 1863. And then in the 1930s, it was actually moved to a Thursday, and that was shortly after the Depression. So I think it was in the 1930s. Mm-hmm. And so it's definitely a huge, you know, for Americans, it's a huge holiday. Mm-hmm. It's a time for us to reflect on all the things that we're thankful for, the freedoms that we have in this country, mm-hmm. The freedoms that we have, because as you look around the world, hear the news, I mean, it's sad that there's so much tragedy, so much death, so much loss all around the world, mm-hmm. okay? And you can just turn on the news, and even here in the United States, there's so much tragedy and sadness, which is why we don't watch the news. So, but yes, so much to be thankful for.
Yes.
So anyways, I'll stop talking. I'll let you talk a little bit.
No, I just thought it would be fun to go around and, you know, say the top things we're thankful for.
Okay. All right. So you start.
Because every year we do a Thanksgiving podcast.
We do.
And
we
every
did
year...
some fun ones, like when we went to Orlando, where mm-hmm. we actually took our microphone and were interviewing everybody.
Yeah, exactly. We always try to do, you know, at least one thankful podcast.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
So, no, I mean, I'm thankful to God, you know, and that, and my lovely wife and my children. I love the way you love me.
Seriously? Are you trying to make me cry on this podcast?
She's crying a lot lately.
You know, I have been crying a lot.
You know, and our children, you know, although 3 out of 4 of them are teenagers right now, and a lot of times, and actually our fourth one acts like a teenager still. So,
all right, that's our oldest, our 26-year-old.
And most of the time I want to strangle them. They are such great kids, and I love them so much. So I'm very thankful for God and my wife and my children and our family. That's nieces, right. Nephews, cousins, aunts, uncles, sisters, brothers, mothers, fathers, everybody. I'm thankful for all of them.
Yes. Yes. Same here. Yeah. I am very thankful for to be alive, to have health. I'm thankful for my beautiful wife who is the glue to this family. And I love also the way she loves me, the way she loves our children, the way she loves our family. And, you know, our children, I'm so grateful for having 4 children that, thank God, are healthy. God has blessed us with that. With our nephew, who I consider as one of our kids, you know, one of our own. And, my sisters, you know, my sister Julie, who we begged to be on this podcast, and she's actually off on the side being a fan watching us, but she doesn't want to be on the podcast.
Hi, Julie.
So we do have an audience. It's a live audience.
It's a live audience today.
We're going to raise up the sign
live
for clap.
Production.
Okay. My other sister who's in Orlando, who unfortunately can't be here with us, Sandra, I'm grateful. You know, those of you that have been following us know that we lost our mother a little over a year ago and our grandmother, and they were the matriarchs of our family, and they were the glue of our family. And so, yeah, it's been rough, you know, learning a new norm of life without them. A new matriarchal system.
That's at the right. top, the 2 sisters.
Exactly, exactly. But you know what? I mean, out of everything, you know, we find the grace of God somehow, even though I have questioned God a lot over the past year and a half, but we find the love and the grace of God in everything, right?
Yes.
So yeah, I could go on. I'm thankful mm-hmm. for... the freedoms that we have in this country, that we can worship as we wish, okay, and that we can pray to God, and you know, and I mean, those are freedoms that a lot of people around the world don't have, okay. So I'm thankful for our practice, for the privilege of being able to serve others, and I just hope that we can continue to grow. You know, my sister also serves in her community, and you know, she's got a wonderful business going on, and so I just hope that we can continue to serve and, you know, to be servants of God, really.
Yeah, and on that light with the practice, I'm very thankful for our staff.
Yes, yes.
We have an amazing staff that allows us to continue to take care of thousands of people a year, and they continue to do it with so much heart, so.
Absolutely, absolutely. Nephew, do you have anything you want to add? Anything? What are you thankful for?
Family.
Yes. Oh, family. Oh, my goodness, my
nephew. I'm going to cry.
Friends.
Yes. Yes.
Anime.
Anime.
Those are good. That's good priorities.
I'm really glad you said it that way. I think, yes. I wonder if my children would say family first or friends.
I think they would say
family first. Yeah. So today, we're really excited because we're going to take our family up to Sedona and enjoy the red rocks up there, the beautiful redness that God created. And so I think that we're going to bring this podcast to a close because we got to get on the road.
We do.
All right. So couple things. If you have not rated our show, please rate us and please give us a 5 because it'll help other people just like you to find us easier. And actually, my wife just told me in the past week that in the world of podcasts, we are ranked 7 in alternative medicine.
Mm-hmm. Alternative podcasts. Yeah. Alternative health. Podcasts.
Worldwide? Mm-hmm. Nationwide?
Yeah, worldwide.
So that's really exciting. Mm-hmm. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. And if you want to connect with us, go to our website, drlizcruz.com. There's a magenta pink button on the front, on the homepage that you can click, and you can schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult, okay? That is free to you. You can schedule it. You can do it over the phone. You do not have to be a patient. You don't even have to be in Phoenix. You can be anywhere in the world, mm-hmm. okay? So please get that scheduled, connect with us, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving. Take care. We'll catch you on the next podcast.
Bye.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.